Chapter 12. The Day After. On the 11th of April, 1890, Nurse Wellington came to bring John Joseph Merrick breakfast. To her great surprise, she found him in the bed he never used. He seemed to be sleeping peacefully.
"Mr. Merrick," Nurse Wellington cried, "wake up! You mustn't sleep there. The doctor warned you."
But Mr. Merrick didn't wake up. Nurse Wellington put down her tray and ran towards him.
"Mr. Merrick! Mr. Merrick!"
she cried and shook him. But it was no use. The Elephant Man was dead. The doctor arrived and saw John Merrick lying in bed with his eyes closed. He knelt beside the bed and began to cry.
"John, you fool," he said. "You knew you mustn't sleep like that."
The doctor turned to Nurse Wellington.
"If only I had saved him. It's all my fault."
"Don't say that," the nurse said. "Without you, he would have died long ago on a railway platform or alone in a mental institution."
"He's very peaceful now," Nurse Wellington said. "He went without a struggle. Even his sheets are undisturbed."
The next day, the Times published the story. "The Elephant Man is dead. Last night, Joseph Carey Merrick lay down in a normal bed for the first time in his life. He had never slept in a normal bed before, and he wanted to try it. The experiment was fatal. He dislocated his neck because it could not support his head. He could not breathe and died in his sleep. Dr. Treves and all the staff of the London Hospital will miss this sweet, gentle soul. Joseph Carey Merrick, known to most people as John, was a simple man. He only wanted the basic things we all take for granted: love, good food, and a place to rest. He suffered a lot, but he never complained," said one of the nurses who treated Merrick. "He was a good man. This place won't be the same without him." John Joseph Merrick was 27 years old.